We're holding in Bava Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3-3. So the Mishnah says it's straight a continuation of the previous ideas, I guess, of putting things that potentially cause people damage in the public thoroughfare. So it says Hamotzias Tivno Ves Kashel Rishus Arabim Lizvalin. If a person puts his Tevin is his hay and his kash, his straw, into the Rishus HaRabim to make them into zvalim, to make them into fertilizer. I guess just the Mitzvah thing is they use the waste products they had from the farm to fertilize the farm for next year, but to expedite the like the decomposition of the straw and the hay so that they'll be useful for fertilizer, they had people, they put it in the public place hoping people would traffic with it, basically squish, like tread on them and sort of break it down, expedite the process. I mean, no different than when you swallow food, you want to chew it first so that it's easier to digest.
Where? Where?
In the street.
In the street.
Yeah. And remember, their street wasn't like a street with like streets, it was just like the dirt paths between the houses, whatever it is. So, like the people and the wagons and the cars and the sheep and the horses, whatever, would come trotting along on it. And sort of beat it up, and that would, I guess, yeah, that's exactly, and that hopefully would make the straw and whatever decompose and be broken down, so they could collect it, and it would be more useful for fertilizer. Now, v'huzik behen acher. Meanwhile, he did that, and some guy comes and twists his ankle on it. Chayav benizko. Then the person who put it out on the street is obviously obligated to do that to pay for the damages because he put the stumbling block in the public place, and therefore he has to pay for any damages that happen. Not only that, we have a kanas on him. V'chol kodam v'hen zacha. Whoever is the first guy to grab this, the tevin and the kash, the straw and the hay in the street, anyone who wants to take it can take it and keep it. So, in other words, the kanas, the penalty that the chazal put on the person is if you go and put your stuff in the public place where it has no place in being, since you're blocking the public traffic, and the Chazal were mafkir, they like declared your stuff ownerless, and whoever wants to take it can take it.
At which point is it ownerless? Before somebody gets hurt or after?
No, before someone gets hurt.
So why is he responsible and
stuff? So the Chazal had the worst of both worlds. They said they're mafkir someone else as a knas, but they still ascribe it to you for damages.
Oh.
So that's that. So exactly. So that's the point.
So it can be taken at any time.
Well, not at any time, but at most times. Now, there is a time, which is the next clause in the Mishnah, there is a time of year when it's normal, like in the eve of the fertilizing period, where everyone is allowed to put their stuff in the Rishus HaRabim to get trampled. The Gemara says, like, how was it and how could it be like that? And it answers something interesting. I don't want to explore too much, just tell you what the facts. It says that when Rabbi Yeshua... So when Yeshua, as in Moshe's disciple, took over Eretz Yisrael, he was manchil, he like bequeathed the properties out on condition people have the rights to use the public place for certain things. This is one of the things they can use it for. So that's like normal functioning. I don't think it has any, I doubt it has application in this day and age. Right? I doubt it. I don't explore that. I don't know. But in their time, it was necessary to have fertilizer. And this is the way you do it. So like in the season, everyone knows, everyone's, you know, we're all collectively putting ourselves in the public place. And you're allowed to do that. Now, if you're allowed to do that, does that mean that you're responsible for people twisting your ankle? The answer is, well, now the Mishnah will discuss that point. This is Rabban Shim Magamliel Omer. Kol makalkim b'shus harabim v'hiziko chayvan l'shalem. Yes, he says, whoever is makalkel, is like, you know, disrupts or just makes disorderly the public place, he has to pay. If his friend has damage on, he has to pay. Even though he was allowed to put it there, he's still responsible for damages, which probably is more similar to what goes on like in America. He didn't do something wrong, but still, you know, you're responsible. So, you know, I don't know, these people get sued for like having cracks in their own sidewalk. And then, the leading up to their house, stuff like a rickety step. So you're allowed to have steps however you want them. It's your steps, your house. But just be warned, if someone tries to climb your steps and gets hurt, you're responsible. So that's the kind of idea over here, that people are allowed to obstruct the public place, but if they're obstructing it, they should know that they are liable if something happens. Now, v'chol ha'kodom behen zacha. Now, this the Gemara has to take apart a little bit. What happened? So it says whoever grabs it first gets to keep it. But it's inconceivable, says the Gemara, that you're allowed to put it out there and yet they would penalize you. That holds you responsible if someone gets hurt. But to penalize you and say whoever wants to take your stuff could take it, that doesn't make any sense. Otherwise, obviously, you're not. If you're allowed to do it, they wouldn't penalize you. So the case is like this, the situation is like this, that Yeshua, when he gave rights to everyone to use the public thoroughfare for, you know, treading on their straw to make fertilizer, it was for a 30-day period prior to, in a 30-day window. Put out there for 30 days to get the job done. But if you're poshea, if you're negligent, leave it past 30 days, then whoever wants can just take it. So that's the penalty. Right? So that's the whole, there's another piece of the Mishnah, but it's a new part, really. So just
let me. When he put it out,
you'll always have to prove. It's a claim money from someone. The principle across the board and all of this stuff for the next, you know, for all of Kol Tarkul and certainly Nezikin here, is Hamotzi Mechavero Lavaraya. The person who wants to take the money, the burden of proof is always on him. So in other words, if I'm on exact payment from you, the burden is on me to prove that you were irresponsible or that you owe me money. Not the other way around.
So Bezin wants to do it, they have to Bezin has to bring witnesses that he put it out at a certain date and he left it out for more than 30 days.
Well, Bezin is supposed to be impartial. What will happen is the neighbor who went and took the fertilizer for himself will have to bring it. Then the other guy will take him to base and say, hey, you stole my stuff. He'll say, no, you put it out 31 days ago and here's the CCTV footage, you know, with the date stamp on it, whatever it is. I'll have to prove it. We'll bring witnesses that say, no, we remember, you put it on 31 days ago.
So it's only in case that somebody else takes it, but he's allowed to take it.
He's only allowed to take it.
It only comes in front of Bezin if the other person takes it and that guy wants to...
Right, presumably, correct. I guess they could conceivably go to Bezin and... Yeah, correct. So just let me summarize that. It's not complicated, just let me summarize it. Most of the year, you're not allowed to obstruct the public thoroughfare. And if you do, you're liable for what happens. Damage is caused by obstruction. And anyone who wants to take your obstruction could take it. There's a certain part of the year, which is around the time the farmers know when the time is, like on the eve of fertilization, that everyone puts out their stuff to get trampled on to make it more useful as fertilizer. You're allowed to do that for 30 days. And that's one of the conditions that Yeshua stipulated when he was allocated the property to everyone. But... If someone hurts themselves on it during those 30 days, you're still chayev. So you're allowed to do it, but you know, just beware. After 30 days, not only are you responsible, but whoever wants to take it can take it because you've gone over the line. You no longer have authorization to obstruct the public thoroughfare. So that's that. Now, Mishnah continues on with a PS. Let's say this isn't necessarily the only case, but I'll give you a case. 30 days are up, or 31 days are up, and your neighbor comes and he says, oh, this looks like great manure. And he says, I'm taking it for myself. He picks it up, even with his foot, whatever it is, or he picks it up, and then he says, you know what, it doesn't look as useful, or I don't know what, as I thought it would be after all, and he puts it back down. So he picked it up, let's say he turned it over to look, another side is, oh, it hasn't decomposed properly, or it's too decomposed, I don't know, whatever, it's not fertilizer like he thought it was, so he puts it back down, I don't want it after all. So the problem with that is he picked it up thinking he's taking it for himself, it became his, but putting it back down, now he's responsible for it. The second guy who wanted to take it, who put it back down, since he acquired it and put it back down the road, now it's his mess, he has to clean it up. And therefore, hofech es galal b'rishus haram, one who, hofech means like to turn over. So like he picked it up and put it down, upside down. That's not really important beyond the fact that I think the normal way to do it would be to roll it with your foot, like once they pick it up with their hands, so they're rolling it with their foot, kicking it all the way home, kicking the can down the street. V'huzak ben acher, if somebody along the way now gets hurt on that piece of galal is dung, so then, Chayev Benizko, the person who tended to acquire it, he's obligated to pay for the damages. So I always tell my kid, like, you know, I think we discussed before, when sometimes they see a piece of garbage on the side of the road, they start playing with it, kicking it down the street, or, you know, these are a ball or something, and then they just had enough to leave with the next guy in the street somewhere. So you can't do that. It became your responsibility now. You don't have to pick up the debris on the side of the road, but once you picked it up, you can't put it down again. Do you're responsible for it.
If he had a mind, he was just checking it out.
So, correct. If he had a mind, just check it out, then it wouldn't be his. Correct. if my kid would be Tamachachim and say, I'm not being cone of this, I'm just picking it up, but it's remaining half-bear, so then also, I guess it would still be, right? He could still be not his. But under normal circumstances, you pick it up, it's yours. So now you've moved it, you're taking responsibility for it. So when you leave it to the next guy, you're responsible now.
What if you're just moving it out of the way?
Then for sure you're not. Then you're not inquiring. It's not yours. Right. Yeah. So now, Per Gilim Mishnah Dalet. Remember before we said that we had a machlokas, we said that a person is mu'ul olam, you're always responsible for your actions. We had a question, what happens if a person stumbles? The niskal, the guy is tripped. So do we say that guy is, listen, be responsible and you're also on the hook for that. Too bad if you trip, it's still your fault, watch where you're going. Or no, a niskal is love pushaya. To stumble is considered to be an onus, like something beyond your control, not just being negligent and being, you know, irresponsible, because people normally do their best not to stumble, not like they were trying to fall. So, and we said it's machlokas, but we pass, and the halacha is, and really that is the halacha here too in this mission, despite how it reads, that a niskal, one who stumbles, is considered lav poshe, he's not considered to be negligent, he's considered to be an onus. So you're not responsible. So if I fall, and because of my stumbling, someone gets hurt, so I will not be on the hook for that. Okay, but, but ostensibly a but, because the mission reads different. The mission seems to read, shnei kedarim, you had two, bucket article. That's what I want. Thank you. The people make pottery. So two people carrying their pots. Shahayim mahalchin ze'acharzeh. They're walking one after the other. V'niskal harishon v'nachol. The first guy slips on a banana peel and falls down. And the second guy, unsuspectingly, because suddenly this guy on his feet, the second guy falls over the first guy, smashing his pot also. Okay. V'niskal hasheni b'rishon. The second guy trips on the first guy. So harishon chayev b'nizkei sheni. The first guy is obligated to pay for the damages incurred by the second guy. So now, I just finished telling the second guy, wait a second, the niskal, the guy who trips, he's considered to not be negligent, then he shouldn't have to pay, and that is the din. So the case here is where Mr. A in the front, fell, and he could have gotten up, but he was just taking his merry old time, right? And the second guy then fell on top of him. So now he is a pusher because he's blocking the public way. He turned himself into a boar, into a pit. He could have gotten up. He just didn't. He just he phoned his wife to tell his wife, you know, I don't know what. You never guess what happened to me. And then the next thing, somebody crashed into him. He could have, whatever the case is, he could have gotten up, but he didn't get up. He could have. He just didn't. He was doing something else.
In our door, it was more like that. Because we say he's walking too close to the first person.
Right, well, you see the standards, you're always like, watch where you're going. Right, we're not correct. But in this case, the burden is always, well, here the burden is watch where you're going, but here the point is, the case is that he could have gotten up, but he didn't, so therefore he's responsible. If he couldn't have gotten up, it's not his fault, but if he could have gotten up and he chose to lie there longer than he should have, then he's responsible. Now, what about the middle case? The middle case is like this. He's still having a hard time getting up, because his ankle hurts or something, but he could have told the guy, watch out, I'm down here. So he could have yelled and warned him. So that actually is Machlokas Amarayim. That Rabbi Yochanan says, listen, the guy is, if he couldn't get up yet, so the question, what if he could have got, he couldn't get up yet, but he could have warned the guy. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's still potter. Why? Because he's like, dealing with his own problem. He got a problem. He says your responsibility isn't to yell at everybody else, you're still dealing with, you know, whatever, untwisting your ankle or something. So, since he's involved in his own salvation, dealing with his own problem, so then he is not obligated to look out for everyone else and yell. And Rav Nachman says, no, you have to warn people. So obviously, if it's instantaneous, you haven't got time to warn either, you'll still, of course, be putter. But if you have not enough time to get up, yes, enough time to warn people, so then you have to warn them. So that's a machlokas. I think most learn like Rav Yochanan that you don't have to warn people. In other words, if you could have yelled, watch out, I'm down here, but you didn't, you're still a potter. See, as usual, where everyone's...
And then the 4 or 5 car collision where the back guy is the front guy, the one in front of him, and he's the one in front of him, et cetera, how does that play out?
But that's our mission.
But I have a question. So, you're saying this guy could get up. So then, how is that guy different than a guy that just goes and lays down in the middle of the street, and then the next guy trips over?
Right, they're not different.
Right?
The same guy, the same din.
Right, because he's basically saying he can get up, so then it's no
correct.
Different than someone just going,
I'm just going to lay right here.
That's exactly right.
This guy trips. So then how can there be a mahalakos then?
So the middle case is where he can't get up yet. But he has enough.
Oh, he can't get up.
Yeah, the middle case is he cannot get up yet because his ankle hurts too much. Whatever, like he has out of breath, whatever the story, he can't get up yet. But, you know, he's dealing with whatever it is, picking up the pieces so it shouldn't make people's tires flat, who knows what. Meanwhile, but he has enough time on his hands to tell the guy behind him, hey, watch out, I'm down here, you know. I've fallen, I can't get up. That's the middle case. So the five-car collision is the same, presumably the first clause of the Mishnah, where no one had time to react to anything. So like, bang, 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 bang. So then, assuming this, I don't know off the top of my head, I don't know. But assuming that the first guy, however he crashed, is a niskal. I don't know, his tire blew out. So that's, and he hit the guardrail. And, you know, and next thing you know, like, the next guy slams his back. So then they'll all be putter.
Not in Israel.
What?
Not in Israel.
Oh, for sure not. Oh, yeah, but not in any welfare state. This the Torah is putting the burden always on watch where you're going. Right? Any welfare state says watch out for other people. But so here that'll be the din. Now if the guy, you know, got a flat tire and instead of moving his car onto the shoulder, he figures he'll just quickly change it there where it is or something idiotic like that. And then someone smashes into him, then of course he's chayav because he could have moved out the way. And, you know, that's the
guy bangs the guy in front of him. He bangs the guy in front of him,
etc. Well, he just goes behind him, right? Usually, some guy crashes,
right,
and then the guy behind him hits him, and then the guy behind him hits him. So each guy couldn't know. Presumably, the people.
Even the first guy
would be putter if he couldn't have gotten out the way.
No, but the other people, you're supposed to be traveling behind a car far enough that you'll be able to stop it speed right. You're going.
So you know, we will get there in the next mission a little bit more, so maybe let's wait 1 second. Let's see it right now. Here, 1 second. That topic brings up the next mission.